This is Game Show, Game Show. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. I am your host, CJ Silverman. And as always, we got another episode of a game show for you. This one will be Charlie.
Help. He baited me with another sandwich.
So, our contestants for the day, returning champion, Charlie Harper.
I'm in it for the sandwich.
And a new contender, Katie Gear.
Hey, I thought we were going to be a team, so I don't know if we're playing.
You are a team.
We are a team. Oh, do we have to split the sandwich then?
Yes, you do have to split the sandwich.
Good thing I already ate dinner.
You got dinner? Man.
I had leftovers. It was good.
How'd you get another person like trapped down in this basement, CJ? I don't know.
I have my ways.
CJ did nothing. It was all Charlie.
Yeah, it was all Charlie. It was 100%.
It was like an MLM scheme. I was promised a sandwich if I bought another contender.
Wow.
I haven't eaten dinner in 2 weeks.
It better be a good sandwich.
That's what CJ's telling me.
Yeah. There's no sandwich. Anyway, so both of you know what game show we are playing today.
It's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I did tell you beforehand because we had some last minute switches. But anyway, that is what we are playing. We're playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You will be a team. I have not written these questions. These are all questions that I find on a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire app. Okay. Standard procedure. Hopefully the entire radio didn't just hear a VPN alert. Here's how it will work. There will be 15 questions between you and $1 million. If you answer
how
one,
how much am I worth compared to $1 million? In this diagram, because it's you, and then there's $1 million. So I'm obviously less than $1 million.
Okay.
How much are we? Like, and we're two people. How much are you valuing two people compared to $1 million? At most, we're like $500K each.
Okay. I guess.
How much do you think you're valued at?
Like, I don't know. Like, if we're talking about parts, I think I'm worth $1 million. Like, I got a healthy heart. Like, all my limbs are intact, so...
Yeah, I actually don't have any limbs.
That's tragic.
All right, so you will have 3 lifelines. You will have skip a question. You will have ask me, because I will not know the answer before seeing the question. And I guess phone Becca.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. To answer the question, and hopefully we'll be able to get their audio live on the air. We'll see how it goes. All right, then we will get started with the first question. By definition, who keeps a building's premises clean and makes minor repairs? Janitor, editor, aviator, or chiropractor?
It's gotta be the chiropractor.
Well, it's the janitor.
Nah. We'll go with janitor. Katie seems like she knows this one. I'm pretty sure it's the chiropractor, though.
Is that your final answer?
Janitor? Yeah. We're going to lock it in, CJ.
That is correct. You have won $100. Moving on. What is the 4th planet from the sun? Is it Venus, Earth, Mercury, or Mars?
I'm pretty sure it's Mars.
I'm also pretty sure it's Mars.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yes. These questions are not very tough.
Well, it is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That is correct. They don't get tough until like the 5th question.
It's embarrassing if we get this next one.
Yeah, so we had to make it to the 5th is what you're saying. Yeah.
So like they just finished a celebrity version hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. And
that must have been awful.
No, it was actually pretty good. Someone, a celebrity, for the first time, a celebrity did win $1 million.
Like they need it.
Well, no, they gave it to charity.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good, I guess.
So it was actually pretty good. Like the questions were all pretty good. But yeah, they would guarantee that the people would get to the $32,000 question. So they would at least be taking that much home for charity, which was super cool. They also interspersed it. It was like half were celebrities, half were like first or frontline workers during the pandemic.
I think we should put our $1 million into the get a sandwich fund.
disclaimer, no real money for play.
But sandwiches are real.
Sandwiches are real that I will not be paying for. All right, next question. Covered with a shaggy coat, which is a breed of dog? Cow dog, goat dog, sheep dog, pig dog.
Gotta be pig dog. Yeah, I want to lock in pig dog.
Sheep dog. Yeah.
Sheep dog, final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, no, it should have been pig dog. They were wrong.
It would have been funnier if it was pig dog.
Yeah. All right. Question four for $500. What number does the Roman numeral C stand for? Is it 0.1, 100, 1, or 10?
You see, C stands for cap, and that's good enough for me.
That's not one of the choices.
Okay, that didn't make sense. I don't know if the Romans knew what decimals were, so I don't think it's 0.1.
I think it's 100.
Yeah, I think it's 100 for like century.
Because 10 is X.
Yes, 10 is X, and then 1 is 1.
1 is what's I?
It's I, but yeah. it's 1.
Point 00 I was actually the decimal system.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yes, yeah, so right. We're going to say 100.
The final answer?
Yeah, 100.
That is correct. Woo. For $1,000 now.
This is question five.
This is question five.
Oh, geez,
we're going to get wrong.
Uh-oh.
Which is a 2003 release starring Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? Silly, giggly, larfy, or smiley?
What does larfy mean?
Wow, they really, when you said question five, was hard, you were immediately right.
Like, I may say that because I don't.
Oh, no, 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 hold on.
Might just do a free skip.
Wait, it's giggly,
silly,
smiley, and larfy.
Yeah.
I know giggly isn't a movie. I know larfy isn't a movie. I'm like 100% sure larfy. Like, who would go to the movie larfy? even if Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were in it, I would not go see larfy.
No, J-Lo would never sign up to be in a movie called larfy. She has standards.
Dude, we hope at least.
Well, yeah. Well, she did date A-Rod, so I don't know.
Yeah. So that leaves like what, smiley or giggly? I want to go smiley. That sounds like a better movie answer.
I don't know. Like, giggly if it's a rom-com, like the comedy part? I don't know.
I should also mention that all of these end with the letter I.
Oh.
So it's SILLIGIGLILARFI or SMILI.
That makes larfy even worse.
If larfy's the right one, we riot.
I'm going to make CJ into a sandwich. Do you want to just like?
Yeah, like we can just mess
silly.
Around.
Get a
yeah.
Giggly. So I said two answers. What do you
feel? I feel like silly.
Yeah.
Like I can see that on a movie poster. Silly.
Yeah.
With J-Lo.
I'll go see silly Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your final answer?
I think so.
Yeah. Let's go crazy.
It was giggly.
Oh man.
Question five, like what actually happened? Like,
I don't
which
know.
Which one of these is the fourth planet from the sun? And then it's just like in 2003.
Like if it like it should have been like a moderately popular rom-com.
Yeah, I mean maybe it was. Let's,
granted, we were like four.
Let's Google
that's
it.
That's true.
Like
giggly has a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it does. You know it does.
Because they didn't put the Y at the end of Giggly.
Giggly is the name of Ben Affleck's character.
Why?
Like, last name
such
or
a
first
weird
name?
Such
no,
a
it is last name. His name was okay. Larry Giggly.
Imagine dating someone named Giggly.
Imagine you're J-Lo dating someone named Giggly.
It's like the classic Adam Sandler movie trope where Adam Sandler is like, and then, like, hot babe is Adam Sandler's wife or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So, we will start a new round.
Okay.
All three lifelines intact. For $100 again. On television, what was Flipper? A shark. A whale. An octopus. A dolphin.
It was a dolphin.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's definitely an octopus.
Definitely an octopus. Octopus is famous Flipper, bro.
All right, are you locking in a dolphin?
Yeah. Just in case. We can put an octopus, too.
It is a dolphin. Question two. Which singer was born Eric Patrick Clapp? Is it Mark Anthony, Eric Clapton, James Brown, Nick Carter?
See, Eric Clapton, though.
Yeah.
Are you sure we're not just, like, continuing from, like, question six? These are pretty tough.
This is question two.
Okay.
So take that into consideration.
Eric Clapton.
That is correct. Imagine if it was a trick question.
I would have been upset.
That'd be so freaky.
Eric Clapton.
All right. Which is not a type of antelope? Gerenuk. Gemsbok. Gorilla. New.
A type of antelope.
Which is, and I was like, uh-oh. And then I was like, gorilla? It's clearly new. Because who knew, bro?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Anyway, shout out to Harambe. I feel like picking gorilla.
Yeah, I feel like picking gorilla, too.
All right, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Amazingly, that is correct.
Woo.
That's crazy.
All right, question four. The 2002 Booker Prize winner was Yann Martel's Life of Blank.
Oh.
Is it Pi, Poe, Pum, or Pam?
It's Pi.
Life of Pam.
The Office documentary.
Po, the Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, I mean, it's Pi. You're like an English major or something.
I am, like, literally an English major.
So you know this one for certain.
Yeah.
She's actually got a massive Life of Pi tattoo on her back.
All right, why
would you, like, tell the entire...
the entire...
radio that.
Why would you tell the entire person listening to this?
Yeah.
If you ever run into Katie in real life, just
ask to see the tat.
Ask to see the tat.
Yeah. All right, so is that your final answer?
Pi? Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. All right. Question five.
Uh-oh, let's go.
Uh-oh.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh!
Is it Picasso, Leonardo da Vinci, Rembrandt, or Van Gogh?
You see, I'm a big fan of Jackson Pollock, so I want to go fifth answer, Jackson Pollock.
That's da Vinci.
Yeah.
Da Vinci?
What is this fifth question? Like, the last one was like...
obscure.
I mean, it might not be obscurity if you're a huge fan of 2003 Ben Affleck.
Dude, what if I'm just 2003 J-Lo fan?
All right, is Da Vinci your final answer?
Yes. Yeah.
It is correct. You have $1,000. Congratulations, you've reached the first milestone. The next one is $32,000.
For those of you listening in, Katie did a little shuffle. It's a little dance.
It's a little arm pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually broke out the cardboard and started doing...
backflips.
Yeah, backflips into a head spin. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, if only you could see it. Too bad this is a radio show, not a television show.
We should put it in Morse code next
time. All right. What term is used for the whole of the background of a flag? Is it meadow, lea, field, or pasture?
Field.
Like the whole of a, like a
like the background. I'm pretty sure it's field.
Okay. All right. I don't know this one. So we're going with Katie's guess.
All right. Are you locking that in?
Yeah.
That is correct. Well done. You have $2,000 now.
We have $2,000.
You got some smackaroonies.
That's some real sandwich money.
Dude, I'm going to get such a cool sandwich out of that one.
Mr. Beast Fancy. Gold-plated sandwich.
Golden-plated sandwich.
Yeah. All right.
What did these cost?
I think like $30 for like a small amount.
How much could I plate a sandwich with?
I mean, you need like... $200 for that, probably.
I mean, we got 2,000 right now, so
yeah.
Like,
so
well, you do for now. Sandwiches. All right,
so he's gonna steal our money.
For $4,000, here's question seven: which green plant is widely seen on St. Patrick's Day?
Wow.
Is it shamrock, basil, dill, or bamboo?
Surprised you didn't put cilantro down for that one. Yeah, I'm a big fan of shamrock.
Yeah. You know, because it's McDonald's Shamrock Shakes that come out.
I've had a bad experience with the McDonald's
Shamrock Shake. What? How have you had a bad experience with the McDonald's Shamrock Shake?
Have you had a McDonald's Shamrock Shake?
Yeah.
I can go right through you.
It was not good. I went to
Tried lactose intolerant.
It's just, I'm McDonald's intolerant, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. I had work right after.
Oh, no.
It was not fun.
That doesn't sound great.
So anyways, if anyone wants a graphic description.
No. Are you going with Shamrock as your final answer?
We are going with Shamrock. Yes.
Not the shake, though.
Not the shake. That is correct. You have $4,000.
Dude, that's like 40 sandwiches made out of gold.
All right, we're getting into the harder questions. Remember, you still have all three lifelines.
Okay.
Which is a seabird with a deeply forked tail? Destroyer bird, cruiser bird, frigate bird, corvette bird.
Those are like actual birds?
One of them is.
At least one of them is.
Big fan of frigate bird. Do we...
I mean, what's the Corvette logo? Is it something that's like V-shaped?
I don't think so. I don't know enough about cars. Isn't Corvette a horse? No.
No.
Ferrari and Lamborghini, I think, are horses. And then, shoot. Oh, wait, no. Corvette, I think, is a V. Because it's like part red and part black. Do you want to just use a lifeline?
All right. The lifelines, again, are... Skip the question and just get a new one. Phone a friend and ask me.
Becca's not going to know that.
CJ's not going to know it either. Do you want to just skip?
Yeah, let's skip.
All right. You are skipping.
Yes.
The correct answer was frigate bird.
Oh, good thing we skipped.
Yeah, I was going to say Corvette. Part of me was going to pick it because it was funny.
Yeah. But...
All right. New question 8. The failure to produce enough insulin leads to which medical condition? Diabetes. Botulism, cholera, autism.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Are you locking that in?
Yes.
That is correct. Question 9.
Cholera.
Question 9. $16,000. Of which of the following does a bivalve possess two? Heads, hearts, legs, shells.
Well, it sounds like that there must be something in the water. There must be something about your daughter.
She said.
I forget the rest of the
song. I don't listen to music, so I don't get this reference.
Oh, you're like any music?
Not really.
CJ listens to like robot music.
I listen to exclusively OK Go and The Killers.
Okay, well, The Killers is valid. They're my favorite band too.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Sorry, okay. I got distracted by two heads.
All right.
Okay, well, like a bivalve?
Bivalve or
bivalve? Bivalve.
Oh, bivalve. So then would it be like two hearts? Because like your hearts have valves?
I thought this was a plumbing question.
Well, none of the clues were about plumbing.
Well, like two like taps, like two heads. Wait, sorry, what are the...
Heads, hearts, legs, shells.
Shells.
Like shells.
Bivalve is a clam. It's a clam thing.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's shells.
Okay. I'll trust Charlie on
this one. All right. So bad. Charlie, are you locking that in?
All right, you know what? We're going to lock it in.
You locked in shells.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Woo!
Bivalves, yeah, are clams.
Clams. I was like, I remember the clams.
All right.
Miss Frizzle taught me that one, bro.
$32,000 question. Which woodwind instrument sounds an octave higher than the standard flute? Bassoon, oboe, piccolo, English horn.
Well, it's definitely not the bassoon.
No, it's definitely not the English horn. It's a piccolo is just a shorter flute, and an oboe is like a tiny little wooden thing.
Yeah.
So it's one of the small ones. When I think of tiny flute, I think of piccolo.
I also think of piccolo.
You want to just go piccolo?
Let's go piccolo.
Piccolo.
You're locking in piccolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
That is correct. $32,000. That would have been a question if you had asked me that. I would have been so excited because I did symphony for so many years. And
what
I would
did
have
you
known
play?
That. I played flute.
Oh, you seem like a big piccolo guy.
No. No, I played flute, and I used to play clarinet as well.
Did I tell you? I told you that I used to play the trombone, right?
I think so, yes.
And then I stopped because somebody added ER to trombone. And then I was like, I could not handle being called that.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what the trombones were all called.
Oh,
because,
no.
Because, like, it's middle school.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could not handle it.
I thought you would have worn that as a badge of pride.
You see, sixth grade Charlie was
He's a little sensitive.
I was a little sensitive.
I have this skill where I'm, like, 90% accurate. If you tell me what type of instrument you played, I can probably guess which one you played.
Okay, what was the other instrument I played?
What type?
It was a string.
See, I kind of want to say cello, but I don't think so.
Are you going to use your lifeline?
It could be something as simple as guitar as well. I'm going to go cello.
Double bass.
Ah, close enough.
Big man.
Big cello.
Big cello.
Big cello.
What did you play? Did you play?
I played the flute in, like, middle school.
Yeah, flute. Flute gang.
Okay, flutists over here.
All right. Back to the questions. You are 5 questions away from $1 million. The Dalai Lama is the spiritual leader of which religion? Islam. Christianity. Buddhism. Hinduism.
Pretty sure it's Buddhism. And I'm going to go out on a wing and say Christianity. Pretty sure it's Buddhism.
Are you going to lock that in?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. 4 questions to $1 million. P.W. Botha was a prime minister of which country? Canada, New Zealand, India, South Africa.
Can you spell the last name?
B-O-T-H-A. And I promise that is not a joke that I am making up.
P.W. Botha?
P.W. Botha.
Botha or Botha?
B-O-T-H-A.
B-O, okay. You see, our friend Becca's an A&S major.
Yeah.
She might know.
All right, are you?
I don't think she would.
She wants to be a social studies teacher.
Are you going to use your lifeline?
Do we? I mean, like, what else?
I mean,
wait, PW, what are the options again?
Canada, New Zealand, India, South Africa.
Yeah, it could be any of those.
Oh, it's probably not Canada. Both of sounds like a very, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a Western name.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know, people immigrate to Canada.
Dude, what? How, bro? Oof. Do you want to just call Becca?
Yeah, let's call Becca.
I think we call Becca.
All right, Becca. You're calling Becca. Let's get Becca on the line. I need to make sure
she doesn't swear in the greeting.
All right, Charlie.
Just in case.
Charlie is now calling Becca.
Becca, do not swear. I'm going to put you on speaker real quick.
Okay. Becca, hello.
Hello, Cyber.
For those of you who don't know, there's an inside joke where Becca just calls me Cyber all the time, and I'm not going to explain it. And Becca, you are not going to either. No. Becca, Charlie and Katie have done pretty well so far. They've gotten to the $125,000 question.
Oh, no.
And they are now calling you for assistance.
That can't be good.
All right, are you ready to hear the question?
I guess.
Okay. P.W. Botha was a prime minister of which country? Is it Canada, New Zealand, India, or South Africa?
I'm sorry, repeat the whole.
Okay. P.W. Botha was prime minister of which country? Canada, New Zealand, India, or South Africa?
I believe Botha was South Africa, right?
I don't.
We were. I was tossing up between South Africa and India.
Yeah.
I think it's South Africa.
Okay.
All right, we go with Becca's choice.
Yeah.
We're going to go with South Africa.
All right.
We're going to keep Becca on the line, though, so if we get it wrong, we can yell at her.
That is correct. Woo! Good job, shout Becca.
Becca.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. We will be hanging up now.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. You are past the 40. three questions to go. One lifeline left. And we're off. The dark gap between the two main rings of Saturn is named whose division after its astronomer discoverer? Galileo's, Herschel's, Cassini's, Kepler's.
Okay, well, it's Galileo not Galileo. Venus. Yeah, no, he did not have telescope power for that. I don't think it was Kepler because he was the person who found it out that, like, the orbitals are ellipses. So I don't think it's him either, because he was, like, almost contemporary to Galileo. Herschel, it might be.